advertising.
It's not about how many you missed.
Action.
All right. Hello and welcome to Balls Out Flops. Today, episode 141, we're going to discuss Sean Kepi's Get Out Clause. We're going to do the kick cushion. Yeah, I said it. Which high-profile NRL player's nickname is Mozzarella Jizz? Kenty's cunt cushion. And one more time with Rabs.
Very good song.
Oh, well, there you go. Hello and welcome back to Ray Carney.
Never left, mate. Always here.
Yeah, well, your input in the last 4 weeks has been better than ever.
Stench was here.
Oh, yeah, mate. Let's hear about your travels.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. You know, four weeks away, Europe, London, Turkey. Tukia, now they call it.
Tukia?
Yeah, it's official.
But when you land there, does everyone go, Tooks, 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 Tooks? Remember Tukia?
Tukia, yes. I played for the Multipa Chestnuts.
Multipa Mongrels.
Ten games. I scored
in 4 weeks?
Yeah, I scored 20 tries. One of them was during Category 1 concussion, mate. I went over with a fucking try, all right?
Oh, wow.
Dizzy, stumbling, and still scoring tries. So,
mate, your fucking passport says Category 1 because you're in that state the whole time.
I'd say you're Category 2.
And I realised what I want to do. I want to be an interchange official.
Yeah.
That is my calling.
That's a pretty good job.
Come on, mate. What a job would that be?
Yeah, you'd lose track in fucking...
No, I'm not. Great one. Organizational skills, mate. Come on. Reliable. More.
Keep going. Yep. I can't get past the first one. But
I can work weekends, so...
Yeah, not really. Unless you have the kids. Are you allowed to take your kids with you, though?
No.
They can hang out in the bunker.
Fucking work, mate. How good would that job be? Like, seriously, is that their full-time job?
I don't think it's a paid position.
Yeah.
It's voluntary.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
How do you know so much about this?
Because I looked into it. I got my application.
All he's doing NRL. He's holding up cards, passing them on, and he's got the best seat.
And you can do that thing where you pat the top of your head, too.
No, that's the doctor, though, isn't it?
The doctor doesn't go 6 years of medical school to tap the fucking top of his head.
The doctors rub their tummies at the same time, mate.
Yeah, that's how you get your medical certificate.
I just had an epiphany, yeah. That's what I want to do. It's what I want to be.
Do it.
And
do
I'm
it.
Going to.
Don't
I'm
going
to explore it. I'm going to explore it, and I'm going to be interchange official.
You should.
I want to be a gear steward.
Yeah. Oh, no way you could be. Do you know how organised you have to be to be a gear steward? There'd be shit everywhere. Yeah. Fucking Burgess would be running out and fucking Lachlan Ilias's shorts.
No, make me horny.
You got no. You've got to be a super organised bastard to do that.
There'd be too questioning much. Questioning my ability to organise.
Too much talking. You'd be giving them a little bit. You know what you should do. I don't want to hear that, your shit.
No.
What about the cunt that stands at the door and just sort of fucking...
Yep.
When they're coming out of the change room,
yep,
the guy slaps them all on the back. I could do that.
You could definitely be a cunt at a door.
You could do that.
I could be banter cunt.
Yeah.
Yep. What about you, Morton? What would you
hello, know? Welcome, Morton.
Yeah. I would like to be... like an assistant GM at a club.
Assistant.
Yeah.
See, all the glory, none of the fucking responsibility.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what through you. What do you think about this, Sonny? Yeah, it'll be all right.
You're a cable runner, mate. Cable runner for Fox. You're running around with a camera.
Running anywhere. I haven't seen him run anywhere in a long time.
My running days are over. I went up to the mountains the other day, did the Grand Canyon Loop. You go downstairs, down. You do the valley floor, and then you come up. Halfway up, I had a pain in my left knee. I seriously thought someone was stabbing me for the last 100 or so stairs.
I get that coming up here.
Then I had it all night, and I wake up next morning, and I think I'm more disconcerted that it just disappeared.
If I was there, I would have held up the number five, and you would have been on the bench, mate.
I'd be patting my head. I'd be fucking banded down.
Such an old man injury.
Go get him, lad.
Unbelievable.
No, I get that. The stabby in the knee pain. Yeah. It's fucked.
Oof.
It is.
Oof. You can't get it. You're too young.
Bullshit,
you're
not allowed mate. To get I'm at least 10 years
that's
older than
time
you
I've
guys.
Ever had
the
it.
Way
yeah.
I have treated my body.
that's the first
time I've ever had it.
I have had those pains fucking for years,
this
mate.
Intense shit.
I've had the eating a lot of food and I've had a lot of toilet bathroom moments. You know, it was staying in a small village and me and just really fucking up the plumbing of the whole town. I'm telling you, there was one I did. I walked out 10 minutes later, had the council out there shaking their heads, going fucking...
Shit boy is back.
They're throwing buckets of water on it. So anyway, when I finish this walk, I'm up at Evans Lookout or whatever it is. Shout out to this guy. There's a guy in a polo shirt who's obviously working. And I heard him go, "You want a photo, boys?" And these five or six guys get near the in the lookout near the fence for a photo. It was clearly some kind of day release thing or parole thing. And he was about, and then he's descended into the valley with these six guys. Never has such a display of jagged teeth and neck tattoos being displayed in public. These guys had leg tats, neck tats, sharpened teeth, bad tracksuits.
And this is at the mountains?
In the mountains.
Well, they could fucking run straight into the bush, mate. You can't have them running around
the
bush.
This guy was going down there with them. Stay at the back. That's all I said to him as he left. Do not lead.
The rape train is in.
It was dark there. There's one bit you went through this little cave. It was pitch dark for about 10 seconds. I reckon one of them already knew that was there. Shout out to him, man. He deserves a job.
Somewhere. I read a thing. Speaking of that, I read this thing where...
Cave rape?
It's similar, but worse. In some rural village in India, these six guys gang raped a monitor lizard, a protected monitor lizard, and then ate it. Okay, I'm just looking at faces here, and I'm sure our listeners are making this. Yeah, I read it. I read it on Reddit, so it might be.
How big is that lizard?
They're big. They're big fuckers, yeah.
Well, you'd think the lizard might be able to take care of them. Well, maybe he liked it. I don't know.
How do you rape a lizard, even? It can't be true, right?
Can't hear. Anyway, mate. We'll look it up.
Could be.
Lizards.
I had a friend
saying Indians.
I had a friend who did some time in the military in Timor, and he told me that some of the stories he told me about human on animal action.
Jeez. What?
We're just reprehensible, say the least.
Oh.
Reprehensible.
Or you can tick bestiality off the run sheet.
Absolutely. I'm scarred by some of the shit he told me and how commonplace it was.
Jeez. You know what?
How did we get onto this?
Yeah. You know what it feels like to me?
It was your walk in the mountains.
It was.
That got us here.
Well, they were jail fuckers, man. You should have seen these guys.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I also saw after the game at Homebush the other week, I was driving past Silverwater. Yeah. You know, I always sort of pull up to see if there's any conjugal visit action.
That's right.
But there's just a guy in the bus stop with a shaved head and a tracksuit, and he's holding a plastic bag. And I said to the others in the car, "Check it out." And in the bag, he had like very limited possessions, but it was a see-through plastic bag. Yeah. And the thing at the front was a piece of paper with his picture on it.
Shit.
That's pretty good.
We should do a potty out front of Silverwater.
Yeah, why not?
I can't think why not.
You had a comment before we go to
bring a lizard.
Well, I feel like it's
love.
Already the business end of the season for me with rugby league. I've shot off too early, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
mate.
But I feel like I'm in. I think I am in, mate. This is the business end of the season for me. That's what it feels like this season. Every game is crucial.
It's because your team's shit.
When is business end of the season? When does that actually kick off?
I'd say about a month before the finals.
After Origin.
After Origin. Yeah, straight after Origin.
We're not going June, July in the financial year?
Yeah, June, July after Origin.
Is that financial year?
I had to do something end of financial year. I can't remember what it was.
Watch footy.
It was pretty fucking... Shady, though.
Shady. My accountant's in prison.
Some of the teams...
Mine's walking down the Blue Mountains.
With a lizard.
Some of the teams, it's business end of the season already. They have to fucking suit up and start winning games.
It's bad Monday. So. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
The table is just comic.
How tragic it is.
The rabbits under the Titans on the table is just...
What is going on?
West Tigers 15, Titans 16, Rabbitohs.
It's insane.
How did that happen?
I don't, well, obviously there's turmoil.
Institutional breakdown on a cataclysmic level.
However,
what a clusterfuck.
I've been assured things that things are turning around. Oh, it's starting today, actually.
Starting today,
yeah. JD's going to be sacked. Then your boy.
He won't be sacked. Not yet.
Yeah.
Fernsey's
going to take over. Then I'm hearing.
I'm waiting for this.
The great man, Bennett, for 2 years, followed by Sam Burgess.
That's what you're wishing.
That's what I was fucking texting.
Demetrio then would go assistant coach at Parramatta with Trent Barrett.
Oh, Trent Barrett, yeah. Got my doubts on him.
As your team's coming last, I think you can go first in balls out of
balls
flops.
Out Murray
Floyd.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, we feel sorry for you.
I'm over the South bullshit. I know they're the fucking bottom of the table, but I think, you know, it had to happen. The purge had to happen. We've got to get rid of the bad blood, get the leeches on, and then fucking get started for next year. Crack a lack, and then we might even make a late charge this year. However, my balls out goes to one young, handsome stud of a player.
Thank you.
Cameron McInnes. This guy.
Jesus.
Everyone saw it, the photo of him in his post-match interview.
Oh.
And he looks like I was talking when it came up. He said, did you fucking see McInnes? I said, yeah. He said, he looks like World War II pilots crashed and just escaped out of the wreckage. He's got a bloody eye. His eye, black eye, which is bleeding, and a missing tooth. And he's a monument to the game.
He is. He is a rugby league.
He is rugby league.
I haven't had a decent sleep. I'm jet lagged. I am fucking... I got home. Laid on the couch, like I started to feel fucking sleepy. I was like, fuck, it's coming. This is it. You know, 2 days of no sleep. I'm just fucking totally jet lagged and I'm just dozing off. And then the message comes through and his mug scared the shit out of me. And I couldn't go to sleep. I lost my sleep for the night.
But you're a fucking pussy, right?
Yeah.
Let's just
and
make
an idiot.
That clear. Let's make that clear.
That is disgusting, mate.
That is a fucking... I mean, Sam Burgess, yes, he's a rugby league monument, but this guy also, he just has everything. He's just DNA is rugby league.
Yep.
Put everything on the line. I mean, you don't see fucking Reece Walsh being interviewed like that, do you? Yeah. He's got his fingernails painted and his cowboy hat on and his skirt, his pink leather skirt or whatever he was wearing.
If you haven't seen Cameron McInnes, I've just put it on the Balls Out No Flops Twitter page. Enjoy. Go. Feast your eyes, people.
It's almost like it was Hollywood. It's like someone's come in there and they've put makeup on and everything. It's
looks
just perfect.
Yeah.
Two of the last three posts we put up, Cam McInnes looking like a fallen World War II pilot and then... Two posts before that is Cody Walker putting on his jersey. So if you like...
Yeah, we got a theme going.
If you like just grotesque men at their worst,
but to me,
have a look.
I'd be mates with him more than fucking any other that more than Brad Pitt, because you know if you're in the fucking
trenches,
in the trenches, McInnes has got your back.
Oh yeah, I'd give you 10 minutes, mate, and then you wouldn't be able to look at him for much longer. No, you'd kick him
that's
out.
True. I couldn't eat with him.
You couldn't eat with him.
I couldn't eat if he's at the. No. I can't eat if there's.
No, he'd have like flakes of skin coming off his face. He's just like, he's not.
He's at his peak right now. Yeah, that's his peak.
I know, it's great.
How's his poor missus?
She might like it.
Well, if you like it. She might like it.
Yeah, but I don't want it munching on my rug. I mean, I think as a testament to rugby league, it's a beautiful thing. But down in my fucking privates, maybe not.
What's the chances?
Zero, unless we fucking end up on the same chain gang.
Balls out, McInnes. You get an official stamp. Fucking bang.
And I'm going, my flop, Kit Cashin.
Ooh. What a joke. the concussion thing. It was a fucking joke. Why are we even talking about it?
That's right.
Why are we talking about it? Like, and the fucking media poofters. I shouldn't say that word, should I? But
16.
I haven't had much sleep. They are fucking coming out and they're driving this. They're driving it until it's going to fucking happen.
Yeah, they're driving it, and then they're saying it'll ruin our sport. But they're the ones that are bringing it up.
We're
going that way. I told you. The dropouts were a way of getting rid of the big hit-ups off of catching a dropper halfway.
No.
That was the best thing in the game.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
The rest of the game was shit.
It was the most dynamic thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kick return. Anyway.
That's gladiatorial shit, right? Yeah. That's actual, like... It always has been. Yeah. That kick return.
Sam Burgess into the Bulldogs line.
It's not like there's an injury every time it happens. It doesn't happen often. There might be a little head collision every now and then, but very rarely.
I have fixed it for it.
You have fixed it.
All right. My fix is no more than two in the tackle. Two defenders are from the kickoff. That's it. You can't have a third defender in.
I think you made it worse.
No. You get one low and one hitting around the target area of the chest and ribs, and that's it. That allows the attacker to offload. It creates a bit more fucking drama, mate.
One on one, even.
I think it works.
I think one on one's even better.
Well, one on one.
Just have that big fucking two forwards.
Is this back to your idea that you can only tackle the opposition player of the same number as you?
That's good defense in my book.
Then would make your job as interchange official crucial. Absolutely crucial.
Yeah. Now I reckon you got two defenders, right? You can't have the third one in because it's inevitably the third defender that's causing the concussion. All right?
Or getting the concussion,
yeah, that's right. So you have just two defenders.
Yeah.
Okay, one high, one low, and that if a third one comes in, it's a penalty.
It's good. What if they do get rid of the kickoff then? What are they talking about? What are they going to do?
Tap restart.
Fuck off. They got to do something
That's touch footy.
They got to do something better. Bull rush or something. Maybe they can do like
everyone running at each other. Instead of one guy, just have everyone doing it.
You know the rules. When the ball's in the air, no rules.
Yes. Well, if they're going to change it, they've got to change it and make it better. So they've got to come up with
something.
They're
not going to make it better. What have they done to make it better? Six again? Yeah.
What's that gladiator thing, you know, where they have to run down the tunnel and all the gladiators and they have to make it to the other side?
Mm.
Maybe something like that.
Run the gauntlet.
That's what it is, running the gauntlet.
Maybe they could do that. Fullback against, like, three props.
Maybe only the fullback can return it and only the hooker can tackle him.
I just don't know.
Let's get nuanced about the game.
I can't believe that we're still talking about it. Like, it's still being brought up.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a great way to start a game, right? That big hit up off the kickoff.
It's fucking unreal.
Like, Nathan Brown lately as well. He's been fucking flying in.
He's on the sauce. He's on the S24.
He's angry. Him and Reid Marnie, they're on the same shit.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Jack Everington just fronting up to Reid Marnie last week.
No. What a fucking pantomime of rubbish that was.
Reid Marnie has inhabited Michael Ennis.
He loves him.
He is Michael Ennis now. He is annoying everyone on the field. Teammates, opposition, everyone. He's lost his mind, and I'm loving it.
No,
continue.
That's good.
Play on.
He's also got massive cauliflower ears, which one of our listeners sent in. Matt James, he sent in a picture, and I have to show you this.
Oh, Matt.
Fucking hell, look at
that. Woo! Nice.
I have to put that one. That goes in with our theme, doesn't it?
Send it over to me.
Jesus. Oh.
See, that's bad, isn't it?
See, we talked on the potty the other week.
Bowels must be clear. That's a lot of fibre.
We talked on the potty the other week about Gutho's legs, and I told you he had fucking varicose veins, and now he's out with a leg injury.
Oh, really?
I sent you the pics the other week.
Yeah.
He's got to wear those Nana things that people wear.
Yeah, Nana socks.
Yeah. He's out for 4 to 5 weeks.
DVC socks.
He's going under the knife, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
So well, we picked it.
Then you like you'll have legs like Josh Reynolds, mate. You'll be stoked.
I don't think that's possible, really.
As above, so okay. So balls out, flops. Go, Connie.
I've got a balls out to Tyson Frizzell for the only guy that's in the league that's got black boots, mate. Everyone else now has got fucking white boots or pink boots.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What has happened? What has happened to the traditional?
I'll tell you what's happened.
We need less colour in the game. That's what we need. No, we need blandness.
That's right.
It's all this fucking...
You've already got to just be careful.
What about if we just...
Gender.
What about if we fuck them over and we just telecast the games in black and white?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what they wear. Wear whatever you want.
Everyone will have grey boots.
And I don't think any of them watch games.
Nah.
So they won't even know.
No.
Just do it in black and white. Oh, big shout out. Get on YouTube. Have a look at NRL Throwback. This guy has some old school shit.
Good shit.
I was watching Steve Mortimer doing Best and Less ad this morning while I was taking my morning dump.
That's pretty good.
I even going to the shops, I went to buy some shoes the other day. And
here?
I just want
here
black shoes.
Here or Istanbul?
Here.
Right.
I want black shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, they're all white.
Yep.
I can't wear white shoes. They get dirty straight away.
Seinfeld
mate.
Effect, mate.
Yes.
Yeah. 30 years delayed.
Yeah.
the youngsters love a white shoe, mate.
I just like, come on.
You know why they like.
Next time you watch, you go, watch the games. It's all white boots.
You know why they like pink white shoes and white boots? Because they don't do any work.
That's right. It's like a dinner suit. Playing in a dinner suit.
Never get dirty.
Yeah.
Hey? Jacko Hastings, he could wear a completely white uniform.
He can wear thongs.
Now,
mate.
But I do. I'm starting to respect him.
I just want to say, Jackson Hastings to me looks like if you typed into AI, imagine a racist. That's exactly the head that I would expect to see.
He's a Shire boy, isn't he?
Yeah. Big fucking red head with ginger beardy.
He should play in thongs, actually. Yeah, he should. Thongs, mate.
And just
we're starting to
drop an esky on the sideline as he walks on. Just put his half fucking smoked ciggy just on top of it and just walk on the field. Now, last year, remember at Leichhardt, after the game, he had this big brouhaha dust up thing with Clemmer.
Yep.
And he had one again this week with the Dolphins. He's the king of the after the game shit talk. Yeah.
What happened after
because
the game?
Because he knows nothing will happen after the game, right?
Well, you see,
on the field.
It's meant to be what happens on the field stays on the field, but he seems to start on the field after the game. That's when he arcs up.
Mm.
Is this good or bad? I like it. Because normally they're just shaking hands, and once in a while you get a Jacko Hastings game, and everyone's telling each other to get fucked because he's done something.
What is he doing to make everyone fucking hate him? Well, he must be.
He is an AI racist, so maybe that's what
allegedly.
He is, yeah. It's just always, every time, mate. There was a bust up a few weeks ago at training, and he was involved in
he's
that.
He's in the middle of it?
Yeah, that's true. But he's been kicked out of every club because he doesn't get on with the playing
group.
He's
a shit stirrer.
Yeah.
Deluxe.
But what's he saying? How bad can you be, mate? It's rugby league. Just, they're all shit stirrers, aren't they?
So I think he's just what they refer to as a shit bloke.
Yeah.
He must be.
Just says stupid things.
He's a shit bloke.
Oh, yeah, he has to be.
He's a shit bloke.
He has to be.
What's a shit bloke? What do you do?
Just fucking annoying, but you think you're funny. Yeah. Fucking.
Think you're smart. Think cocky. You know it all.
Yeah.
Think you're good looking.
Mm.
Yeah. You talk about your mate's missus.
Fucking story. You've always got a one up story.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Like you just go that one more.
Yep.
You know?
Cockhead.
Cockhead, shit bloke.
AI racist.
AI racist.
And also, did you see the Mount Meninga Cup result last week?
I did see this.
It was Burley Bears 130.
Go the Bears.
To the Wide Bay Bulls 0.
They should be eliminated. 130? Some guy scored 48 or something. One guy.
That's 10.
Oh. That's a lot. You can't do the math.
20, over 20 converted tries. 22 converted tries.
That's every time you get the ball, you score.
Yeah. When you take out the time to convert tries. And.
Yeah.
To nil.
Did they ever have the ball? Nil. Was it just kickoff score? Kickoff. I'd like to I've got to see the possession stats on that game.
Yeah.
We've got to see the possession stats on that one. They should be
the
out.
The other team had all the possession. Apparently.
Who are they? The Wide Bay.
Wide Bay Bulls.
They got to go.
Yeah.
They got nothing.
Yeah. Come join Souths, boys.
And then I think it was the Dogs in the rugby league that had the highest or something like that. I forgot to write it down. I was meant to write it down.
Yeah, it was the Dogs.
It was like...
Oh, the biggest loss?
When
the Bulldogs started, man, they had some big losses.
But it's always around 70, 80. It hasn't gone into 80 territory.
I've never seen 100.
No. But I think in 1901 or something, there was like a shellacking. But
I love a it's shellacking. Always,
if a team can get to
That's
80.
That's crazy because it didn't start till 1908.
Well, there you go.
That's good too.
Yeah. That's underground league. If they can get to 80, one team get to 80 points, that would be fucking magical.
Mate, Kobe Black.
Oh, he's got the.
He had 19 conversions. It was 70-0 at half time. 70.
Who's letting them back out there?
70-0. Kobe Black.
Always bet on the black.
Holy shit. That is just fucking wildness.
That's crazy.
70.
How many did he miss any?
I think he's pretty accurate.
He missed 30.
Holy shit.
That's my balls out and flop for this week.
Game Mate, they didn't score for the last 10 minutes, by the way.
Bullsh. Wow.
That's how long it took the Bulls to warm up.
Wow. That's crazy.
The Bulls made an interchange at the 64th minute. They brought Junior to Toma off, and he went, thank fucking God for that. You would just run straight into the sheds, wouldn't you?
He ran straight home.
Fuck this shit. I am out of here. Why don't they have a possession stat on this shit?
I used to play touch, right? We used to play touch down at Maroubra, at the old Maroubra Bay High School upper oval. And other counts would just turn up and want to play against us, and then we'll build up a rivalry. So there's my mates, and then this other group of people. And it'd take my group about, 15, 20 minutes to warm up. So the other guys used to score a bit. But then once we warmed up, we would play for like 4 hours. And there was, young guys on the other.
That's good fun.
They had to go home for dinner. We wouldn't let them go. They're crying, and their mums are coming down looking for them, and we're just smashing them.
Can you imagine? Can you go like, we can't do that anymore.
No.
We can't get out there and play touch footy.
What about after 14 minutes and 47 seconds? 14 minutes and 47 seconds, the score was 30-0.
Wow.
Have a good look at yourself, Bulls. You got nothing.
Yeah.
Morton.
What
balls
do you want?
Balls out and flop.
Oh, balls out. The country of New Zealand.
Balls out. Okay.
The whole, apparently. Well, number one, they should always get an Anzac Day game. That's the only second one they've got.
Yeah.
Do it. Always should get an Anzac game.
Yeah, that's true.
They have to.
Like,
no brainer.
Otherwise, it's just ACK Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the ins.
No one's doing ACK
They're
Day.
They're the ins in Anzac.
Come on, people. But reading some articles this week, they're saying that this Warriors thing, like, they reckon they're taking rugby.
The Wars, really?
They're taking them down. Like, they're saying now the All Blacks will always be one, but they're saying, like, especially in Auckland, rugby league is king in the under-30s. Yeah, they love it.
That's good.
And rugby's
like,
dying.
It's dying.
It's the same thing. It's
Shout
dying.
Out to the Australian Rugby Union, who lost about $20 million last year. You're doing well, boys. You got a good product there. Keep it up.
Yeah. I think they're done. I think they just got to give up and
Shit
then
game.
We'll get their players. Yeah.
Shit game. No one likes it.
Yeah.
It's over.
How's this, though? And this could be a big fucking player drain. Their NFL opening academy on the Gold Coast.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did see that.
After Malatua.
For To get NFL players to play rugby league.
Yeah, to get NFL players to play rugby league. I got Max on the phone here. Should I answer?
Australian Rugby Union lost $10 million this year.
Really?
Good. I got another balls out. Luke Keary.
Oh.
He's announced his retirement.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
32 years old. Come on, man. He's a good player. Great player.
Yeah.
He was a good player.
Come on, man. He's won 3 comps.
Yeah.
Got to have something. Come on, you've got to have a soft spot for Luke Keary.
Yeah. No, I do. I absolutely do.
I don't have a hard spot 24. Or a soft spot. I don't have any spot. You got a wet spot. I enjoyed him.
You got a sun spot. He had 5 concussions between January 2018 and May 2019. In 14 months, he had 5 concussions. That's wild.
That's fucking crazy, yeah.
He's saying it's not about concussions, but holy
shit. Of course it is.
Get out while the game's good. What else could it be? Well, I think he's trying to do the right thing by the game by saying it's not concussions.
Yeah.
Well, they kept harping on about how he didn't get into any trouble. So he was one of those rare rugby league players.
Except with Rusty.
Yeah.
He was going to walk home from Coffs Harbour.
Look how that changed your team.
Oh, yeah.
You could have had him his whole career.
Yeah, that's true.
No, Cody Walker.
I think the last couple of years, though, he hasn't really sort of... He complimented Kronk during the Kronk era really well.
I love a Kronk compliment.
But he was never able to take a team on his own.
To the next level?
To the next level. Do you think? No, I think he's complimented well.
I think he was the secret sauce in 2014 for the Rabbits.
Well, he
was exactly what you needed.
But he came back right at the end.
Yeah, but he was the difference maker, man. He gave you that little bit of something.
And we had Arpi Korosau too playing
He's a gun, man. Yeah. He's a gun.
Like his second or third fucking NRL first grade game was a grand final.
Flop.
Flop it up.
Jackson Taupiny.
The man who brought down rugby league.
Yeah, he's suing the Bulldogs for $4 million because of his treatment at training. I got a few things to say. One, you're fucking no one. Number two, everyone, including the Bulldogs, he's suing for loss of income, right? But he has asked for a trial or a contract at every other NRL club has been told no. Why? No one even knows who you are, mate. What earnings did you lose? You never did anything.
Yeah.
Like you're in fucking Ambit claim. We know you're looking for a payout.
Yeah.
The closest thing he's done to anything was sound. His last name sounds like Tarpany.
That's right.
That's the only thing. And sometimes someone might mistake him.
And if he loses this case, he has to be the guy that tackles people off the kickoff. For every team.
Oh,
yeah.
He has to make
have to drive him around the ground.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Every kickoff, he's got to be solo and tackle everyone.
I think we should let him.
Which is like what he's complaining about with the wrestle. Yeah. But,
I think we should let him come out during halftime at Origin 1 and state his case to the people of New South Wales.
What's he claiming? Okay, so.
Turned up late.
I know what he's claiming.
He's debating that as well, though. He's
claiming that it was unfair that he was made to...
wrestle.
Well, yeah, but I'm looking for a term.
They will not...
Because we're looking at his workplace compensation, right? He's suing. So what is it about the workplace that he is saying that fucking...
Gould came in at the end naked to wrestle him, so I think that has something to do.
That's jelly wrestling.
Yeah.
They're leaving that part out. So he wrestled the whole team and then Gould came
in.
Don't
say Gould naked again under any fucking circumstance.
Unless you're talking about Elliot Gould.
What about Gould's sex tape? Can I say that?
On that NRL throwback thing, there's a great clip of Bill Harrigan, the ref. Just walking across the field and sending the coach, Gus Gould from Penrith, just sending him off.
I remember that.
And Gould's on the sideline going, what? You fucker? Yeah. He sends him.
Yeah. Gould's got that real weird 80s jacket
And the mullet going.
Yeah.
I got one more quick flop. Sharks. I'm not buying it.
Nah, me either. They haven't played anyone.
Nah, I'm buying it.
I'm not buying it
because it beat the Raiders twice.
First of all.
I'll get you one more. Manly, on top of that. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I'm a bit hot and cold with Manly, but the Sharks have been together. That team has been together for about 4 years now. They are in peak Fucking premiership window is open. The sun is out. This is their chance. And then their backs are fucking incredible.
All right.
Cameron their backs
are like Panthers, man. The Panthers.
No, they're not. Yes, they're like they Sharks. Here's their wins. Two over the Raiders, Warriors, Bulldogs, Rabbits, Cowboys. What a bunch of dick that is.
Yep.
They've beaten nobody. They've got Let's nothing. Keep going, you guys. I'm gonna... Enjoy yourself. Well, they got nothing.
Taking a call. It must
be important. Is Nicho Hynes playing Origin this year, Ray Carney?
No, I don't. And I've been liking Floyd's.
I think he's going to be a 5'8".
Slight attack on.
I think he is. So
but, you know, can I say the Raiders Sharks game? They smashed us, but we're in a rebuild, and we really got a sense. We really got a sense of why a rebuild and a team that's played together for a while and in that premiership window that makes sense now, because Papali was our highest try scorer on the field. Josh Papali was our highest try scorer. Career tries. He had
He's
the highest
career tries.
He's
very fleet of foot, mate. He's nimble. He's nimble
that,
as.
That stat alone is like, wow. We're, and we've got
glad,
injuries.
I was glad to see that your young fullback Chevy survived this week, because mother of God, against the Broncos.
I think you were a bit harsh on him, though.
I'm not being harsh on him, but he got killed.
Nah, you were too.
He got killed.
He did get killed.
I feel sorry for him.
He saw, he's fucking, he's 18,
he got
mate.
Fed to the fucking wolves, mate. Like, that was a sacrifice. In the next month, the Sharks have the Dragons, but after that, they got Melbourne, Roosters, Penrith. So we'll have this conversation.
They've had an easy draw. They always have an easy draw.
Fucking easy draw, mate. They've got nothing.
The draw is ridiculous. Sharks, the last 2-3 years, have had a simple draw. And I hate to say it, but like teams like South, Parramatta, they have been fucking hammered. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, like, they should really sit back and go, we can't do the same thing to these teams again. It's unfair.
Yep.
Because Parra last year got absolutely hammered. And, I don't know, this year the
South's draw's insane.
South's draw is They're playing wild. Fucking Melbourne.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
I got another balls out.
Yep.
I like a man who has a consistent lifestyle. I like someone who sticks to who they are.
I think I know who this
and
is.
And is determined to be themselves. So I'm giving a fucking 5-star balls out to balls to the wall out to Blake Ferguson.
Yes.
Who was signed by the Curry Bulldogs. God bless the Curry Bulldogs. A semi-professional Newcastle team. And he's had his semi-professional contract torn up after one game.
Oh,
can you believe this? One game of Blake Ferguson. He was their marquee signing.
Do you know why?
Yeah. Well, it's different reports.
A lot of reasons.
Do you know why?
I've heard.
Is this another thing that you're wishing happened? Or
they
heard?
Said it was a number of off-field allegations.
Mm. I heard, and it's only alleged.
Alleged, yeah. Make sure you say that. Yeah.
Alleged.
That he's been liaising with some of the coach's 16-year-old daughter. And some of the players.
There has to be something. Daughters. Like one game, there has to be something major like that.
But apparently, that's the rumour, the alleged rumour out there. I'm not saying it's true or not, but that's just what I read.
Let's not forget his stint at the NEC Green Rockets in Japan Rugby, which ended up with him in a prison cell for 30 days.
Yeah. But how bad can a Japanese prison cell be?
For a man that size, terrible. Like, he wouldn't get his nose in the fucking cell.
Was he trying to get back in the NRL?
From the Curry Bulldogs?
Well, I've read somewhere that he was hoping, because you've got people like Jennings who are making it back. So
at 35.
That news
That's
might
sad
have
sad watching Jennings run out there. Yeah. It's fucking sad. But he's like half the fucking size and speed he was. Like, I can't believe he's playing first grade for the Roosters. It's quite.
I may as well jump in while we're at it, milestones and whatnot. During the week, there was an interview with the legend, Rabs, Ray Warren. Yeah. And he sort of said that he probably might have one more. He could probably commentate one more game. He doesn't want to, but he probably could. And funnily enough, if he commentates one more Origin game, that's his 500th.
Really? So he's saying there could be a comeback.
Well, he did say, I wouldn't do it. But he did say, I'll probably have the ability. I've still got, you know, the energy to do one more game.
That'd be unreal.
Why not just get him call a first and last 20?
Yes, get him. Because he never, had a send-off.
Yeah, yeah.
He never had a send-off. He never had a proper
start
sort
it,
of...
finish it, Rabs. Some idiot can do the middle 20, middle 40.
You're right, though. I think he does need to be... celebrated at Origin. Even if he doesn't call it, they should bring him out in Origin.
I would have thought he would have done more games than that, you know?
No, it's 500th. That's a lot of games. He
ran for a long time, but he used to do Wednesday nights as well.
Yeah, that's true.
But three games a year.
Curry. He's from Curry too, right?
No, is he?
I think so.
I'll research him.
I just hope you would throw all the money in the world for him and get him out there and just fucking... finish it off, Rabs.
Do it.
Come Surely on. They can AI him by now.
He's 80.
Well, you can do 20 minutes, and then AI in the middle.
Yeah.
Why not?
80-year-old Rabs. He shouldn't even have to remember the players' names. Just say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Someone should be sitting with him now and getting him to say every single word in the vocabulary in English.
Ola Kawatu.
Junie. He's from Junie.
Jump.
That was close.
Mm.
Every word that's ever been said. And
he's the Messiah.
And just cut it all up, and then we've got our commentator forever.
He began commentating with the Amco Cup on Channel 10 with Keith Barnes, who just passed away in 1974.
What about video game? Video, I would even listen to like a video game version of Ray Warren. Well, you know how they say the same thing when you're playing the game.
Yeah.
I'd have one game where he says the same thing every 5 minutes or so.
You've been saying the same thing for fucking 5 years. You're listening to Larry Floyd, Morton Paragon, Ray Carney, and Jimmy the Hand. On the podcast ranked 166 on Turkmenistan's Good Time Hello, This Time Is Win Showtime Hour. Stay tuned for more Rugby League delights.
Grasshoppers.
Is that right?
Cricket.
Grasshopper.
Cricket. Idiot.
Ray Warren played wing for the Corindi Grasshoppers. That's a claim to fame. Mm. Come on.
Kenty's back in the news.
Woof.
And back off 360.
Woof.
He pushed Rabs? No. That would be a good story.
What a fuckwit.
What an idiot. This guy is in his mid-50s.
I know, but...
Wants to fight...
The torment that he'd probably be receiving from people. Maybe you've seen the other videos. Like
he just doesn't have to get off his fucking nut out in public every day, does he?
Like, yeah, that's right.
That's ironic coming from me.
Drinking.
He can't handle his piss, so that's a difference.
Yeah.
Well, I think he has been drinking quite a bit because even NRL 360 on his return, he seems just a little bit off.
He's stumbling. He's a doghead.
And an alcoholic.
Doghead.
Allegedly, yeah. That's what he called the guy, and the guy came for it.
That was the straw.
The straw that broke the doghead's back.
Doghead.
Yeah, doghead.
Mate, that was an NRL 180 way through him.
Yeah.
That was
fucking
great.
Fuck, I've been watching the shit out of that.
How about
he lands upside down like
the
that?
The guy who put the voice of him and Phil Rothfield talking over the top of it, just perfectly describing the fight.
Oh, really?
Fantastic.
He was a boxer, wasn't he? He's a boxer. His stance was fucking terrible, mate. He must have been slaughtered.
He's got nothing.
What a fucking idiot. I mean, what he did have was a high-paying, high-profile TV job. And
do you reckon he'll come back?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's
two strikes now, man.
But he's clearly the antagonist, right? He is clearly the antagonist because the guy's ready to walk away until he gets called doghead.
Yeah, it's pretty damning, man.
We got a doghead and then...
I reckon he just had enough, mate. He had a gut full. People are just constantly probably egging him on.
He's the one that fucking causes that, right? He does.
Yeah, but the other guys have been charged with a fray. And now Kent's in hospital with a suspected collapsed lung and broken ribs.
So I saw him. His face was disgusting. No injuries, but terrible.
So that's from the fight. You got all of that from the fight. with a tree.
Yeah.
He literally played one game for Para.
Yeah, that's right.
At halfback. One game. Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Is that the end? Oh,
is it the end?
I don't mind him on 360 just for, you know, he's an enemy.
Counterpoint, yeah. He provides the counterpoint. He says all the things that no one wants to hear.
Yep. I hated him for a long time.
It was also, he had last year's thing, but like at the start of last year, he was reported in the Herald that he had a blue at the KO launch that year too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. With a journo.
Yeah, so he's probably, he's one of those guys, we've all got that mate that gets on the piss and can't handle it, wants to fucking, goes up and starts molesting everyone's girlfriends and fucking wants to fight everyone.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But we've all got that mate like that, right?
But he is so happy to sit on. Thank you. He's so happy to sit on television and talk about everyone else's moral issues.
Exactly.
That's the real thing.
Fuck off.
But that's that real conservative high ground agenda, isn't it? Mm. Everyone's fucked except me. Mm. But I can do as much fuck shit as I want.
He says for the players.
Because they're held to the same standard, right?
Mate, you want to sum him up? Here you go. This is straight off his Wikipedia page. In 2016, Kent wrote an article about the Full Stop Foundation, an organisation hoping to end sexual assault and violence against women. In November 23, Kent was charged with a third domestic violence offence.
Yeah.
Third?
Like this guy,
So that wasn't the first one.
Like, he's just a joke, man. Yeah. He's an absolute
Well, that latest one, domestic violence, was thrown out. That wasn't his fault. That must have been crazy girl.
On that, they replaced him with James Graham. And I thought James Graham was fucking excellent.
Here's a quote from him when he was talking about Reid Marnie and Jack Heverington a week ago. This is Paul Kent. I think the whole thing's embarrassing. I think Mellies are embarrassing for the game.
But not for real life.
Nah.
Between Kent and a doghead. Alleged doghead.
We're with you, doghead.
Yeah, I'm on doghead. We'll get doghead on the potty next
week. We'll make
sure.
He might come on.
He'll come on.
Team doghead. What do you think about, Taruva, the Penrith winger, gets signed by the Tigers next year?
Yeah.
So Cleary just doesn't play him for a game. Yeah. What's your thoughts on players who have signed to go other places?
Is that just part of the stuff now? It's happening too early.
Do you have to put up with this shit? I'd love a team to just go, good on you, mate. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Yeah, but they need him.
Mm.
They're down on troops, man.
Well, yeah, I don't like this fucking mid-season
announcing.
We
accepted it too much, didn't we? We let this become the norm.
Fucking baseball, isn't it? American baseball.
Well, as I've said a million times, a trade window is fine.
Yeah.
But this is, I'm here this year, and we've had guys saying, I'm here for the next year and a half.
Yeah, it's starting to get 2 years
and
in advance.
And then I will go to such and such.
Yeah, you should be able to sign anyone more than a year out.
No.
Come on, man. Like, it's a joke. It's just.
Sign them and then they go straight away.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
I thought Toto had one of the best games, or the best game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah.
And his stats say that too. He's fucking in everything.
Gun.
Yeah.
He's a gun.
When he wants to be.
Now, the Bulldogs and Tigers, Panthers A's and Panthers B's, because what's going on here, Tigers and Bulldogs are just taking all Panthers players, coaching staff and everything.
Bulldogs prefer to be called Panthers Light.
Or you can even
stretch it to Panthers Skim, if you wish.
What about the Tigers skim then? Panthers. I think the Tigers are Tiger.
Skim Oak.
Well, they've got Jerome Luai coming their way, so they are Panthers Shite. We're like,
having said that, I reckon he'll flourish there.
Oh yeah, he'll be great there. He'll fucking. Can we record this conversation? He'll be fucking awesome. What a leader he will be at that club, and what a role model to all those other guys who need. And the way he just runs around sideways all the time and contributes nothing.
But I detect a hint of sarcasm in your tone.
He's an ultimate dinner suit player, and as he slows a little bit, he's going to be rubbish.
He's like, you know, Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, when he's telling the guy to turn the lights off and he's fucking dodging and weaving in the room. That's how he runs.
Mate, that is the worst signing. That's going to set them. And they've got the young kid there now, Galvin. They don't actually need a 5'8". That's the worst thing about it. They don't need one. Guess he'll sign him. He'll go to Penrith, mate.
Galvin.
Oh, can you imagine?
We're going to have huge space next year.
Yeah, that's true.
They're clearing house, mate. They know.
They're not allowed to buy anyone.
Not for a while.
I floated my idea Panthers. Again that the two...
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Well, the Roosters are clearing space too, mate.
That's what I was going to say. The Roosters. Who are the Roosters losing? JWH. Manu.
Suwali.
Your Manu's coming back.
Yeah, but he's gone now, so... Crichton. Massive cap space
and
coming their
Keery.
Way. Yep.
That's five. And Tupu.
They must
Tupu.
Have someone. Yep. That's Keery's called early.
They are going to fucking tee off.
Who are they getting? Because Keery's meant to
go
one more year.
Everyone that's available.
Yeah, anyone they fucking want is
they
who they're
fuck
getting.
Fuck Southside that Pommy halfback.
They're getting
because he's
going to
be
mate.
The only one left. Yeah. Seriously, they're just going to fucking come in.
Every junior in every club.
They every junior, every senior.
They don't really sign juniors. They get. Fucking ready to go players, mate.
They let everyone else put the money in development.
Yeah, that's exactly. Even Teddy's getting near the end of his career. I'm not saying he's going now, but he's getting near the end of his career, right?
Well, you'd have to think next year's his last year.
They are going to fucking load up, man. Like, they're clearing house.
What's Isaac Moses doing? Is he just sleeping outside of the club?
But who would they get? Who would be a huge buy for them? Jerome Hughes?
Well, what you said, what Morton told me, it freaked the shit out of me.
Oh,
go on, say it. And if that happens, I'm leaving rugby league.
Cleary, junior and senior.
Ooh.
Coach and both. Halfback.
And now, before you say bullshit,
I'm not saying bullshit.
No
that's,
one
that's
saw Cooper
good.
Cronk coming.
Yeah.
And nobody...
I'm not saying.
And before you say they're Penrith, they'll never go.
No.
I give you Exhibit A, Brad Fittler, who was fucking Penrith, was playing Origin at 18 years of age, and they got him. And no one even people hardly remember he played for Penrith.
He's a Roosters legend,
right?
It also must be very hard that you've won four premierships, you've done fucking everything you've wanted to do with the club, you'd want to go somewhere else and do it.
Well, if that falls, they go to the bottom of the table. Who's at the bottom at the moment? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
But look, this is what the Roosters will do, is my prediction. And this is what I'd do too, is you would offer Nathan Cleary whatever his market value is, 1.2, and you'd offer Ivan Cleary 10 mil.
Yep, 100%.
And you say, yep, split that with your son, however 100%. You see fit when he's retired.
No cap on the coach,
no
right?
No cap on the coach.
Speaking
so
of caps
10.
And drafts, what about Terry Hill passing away?
Man.
Oh, now, Terry, that was sad. Yeah.
Interesting guy, but remember back in the day, Terry Hill's the player that killed the draft.
Yeah,
he did.
The NRL
did.
Were going down the road to the draft, and he took it to court and challenged it and won, and he single-handedly fucking killed the concept of a draft in the NRL.
Does that mean we can have one now that he said?
Maybe.
You know who else they should get? Roosters?
Terry Hill?
Reece Walsh. Imagine they have Reece Walsh, Cleary.
Shut up. Why are you saying this?
Imagine that.
This is Beetlejuice. If you say it enough times, he fucking appears.
Mate, there'll be players there for him. Pappenhausen.
Pappenhausen.
Yeah. You know, like, they are going to absolutely clean everyone out.
If you get Cleary and Walsh, you're pretty much nearly guaranteed top four at least and possibly a premiership.
Cleary and Walsh, you're getting a premiership every year for the next 10 years. Forget your fancy bullshit. Your fancy boy
just
bullshit.
Fancy pants.
It's all fancy Some boy.
You're all what? Tall with your extra hair. I don't think we didn't notice.
You
got extra
me,
hair.
We can see it.
We can see. Whose hair is it? It's not yours. Or if it is yours, where'd it come from, you dirty bastard?
The pube wig. That was good. That was fucking...
That was Jimmy the Hands.
It's thick hair, the pubic hair, isn't it?
Oh,
it's
mate.
Thick and wiry and strong.
Making me horny.
That's what you want.
Mine's like a fucking medieval thatch roof.
You always tell me yours was like a slinky factory that exploded.
Slinky factory exploded and it's like...
steel wool?
It's like the back of Jimi Hendrix's head if you threw a hot dog at it.
Making me horny.
Not even a big one.
Yeah, well,
it feels like we should put music in there.
Something romantic.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast. All right, Morton.
Yo.
You're up.
Am I? I was just reading about Luke Keary and Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
And now the Herald's got an article linking it to the departure of Jason Demetriou and the...
Imminent? Or has it happened already?
Well, it's meant to. And just the clusterfuckery of South Sydney.
Yeah.
You'd keep him on. You'd keep Demetriou on for the rest of the year, mate. Come on. If you get rid of him, you're saying the year's over.
Year is over.
It's pretty much mathematically.
No, but you're fucking draw, we have to mate. Win. You're draw.
Yeah, we have to win every fucking game.
No, it's not. It's business end of the season. Then,
it is business end of the season. We've lost seven.
Yeah, but you've got a buy and a win.
Yes, and no. Seven losses.
No, you can still, you probably can drop like two or three.
It's the inaction, right? Like Burgess left in August last year and all the reporting.
Because of standards.
And all the reporting was he told them on the way out the door very clearly, you can't do shit with Demetriou. Like you're going nowhere with this guy. Mm. You cannot fucking win any. And he was right.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's.
Rugby league monument.
Nine months ago. And now you're still having multiple board meetings to decide what you're doing with this guy? Like the inaction and the stupidity. Yeah. Like it's...
Would the Storm or Roosters put up with this?
Fuck no.
They would have been axed long ago, mate. All right, let's go through...
What about the...
Sean Kepi. Oh, Sean Kepi's get-out clause. Yeah, Sean Kepi could be gone today too. If news about Demetriou is true, I think Sean Kepi will be following him out the door to his next club. The Waterford Bulls, what were they called? Wide Bay Bulls.
Can South withstand the loss of Sean Kepi?
It's going to be tough. It'll be tough.
I mean,
we lost Sam and Inglis.
I mean, once Kepi goes, is that domino theory, that's really? You lose your Kepi and then you're like, you might lose your Milne.
Hey.
And before you know it.
A Milne's tackle on Munster, come on.
And then before you know it.
Everyone wants to tackle Munster.
What do you got? Ilias, you've cut Ilias free.
Ilias is loose.
I heard he's cut loose.
Yeah, he's been told he can negotiate.
He's been told he can negotiate.
Wow. Is he really that bad?
He's not that bad.
He's not a half. And the thing is, the hubris of JD was, I'm going to make him a half.
Mm.
Ilias played as a centre in rugby union. But a 5'8 in league. And so he's a good 5'8 runner. But JD fucking shackled him with the responsibilities of a half. And he never grew.
Reynolds, Ilias. That was who we're going to go with. Yeah. Who are we going to go with? And
he fucked us.
Yeah, it's like, should we go with Thurston or a Nasta?
Yeah.
For the Bulldogs. In 05. Just pointing out we went for Nasta. Ray, you look smarter when you have a pen in your hand. And when you point you say things and point it, you look way smarter.
Yeah. He usually does it with his dick, which makes him look really stupid.
You should just carry that fucking pen everywhere and everything. You look like an absolute pundit just then.
You've got colourful fucking headphones on and you look like some sort of DJ fucking disc.
Well, you wouldn't
jockey.
Let me raw dog it.
All right, here we go. The round starts.
I love the odds in this game.
On Thursday night.
Ooh, with loving the odds.
Rabbitohs v Panthers. Rabbitohs at $5.75. The Panthers $1.14. I'm going to this game.
We putting a hunchie on South?
Yeah. Oh, well, they could have the coach bounce back.
Who have you got after this?
Dragons. This is at Homebush, Floyd.
Yeah.
Is this worth going to?
Thursday night.
If you were me.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going.
You're going?
Of course I'm going.
Good on you. That's.
I'm going to support Cam Murray and Tom Burgess.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Tom Burgess.
And Jai Gray.
Burgeoning expect. But I got a lot of respect for him, man. He's putting in. Anyone can put in when the team's going well. He's putting in when the team's going shite.
And he's going to be the most capped South player after this season. He'll be the player
Will he get there this year?
Yeah, he'll get there this year. He's only like six behind or something at the moment.
Oh, mate, I reckon every week he's putting in.
Yeah, I love Tom Burgess.
You can tell
Tom
he's
Burgess,
just...
I love you.
Yeah, he's just ignoring the shit. He's just playing footy.
Yeah.
Is he the one that cracked onto that chick in his house?
Yep.
Remember that story?
He hasn't gouged anyone this year.
No gouge, no squirrel grip. Only one or two drop balls.
Yeah, hasn't thumb blasted anyone in the fucking ocular cavities.
Well, all right, Panthers. We're all picking Panthers.
Well here, right? done. How are the ball men going?
We dropped six places.
Yeah, we did our tips on air last week. And we're sorry to anyone who followed them.
Yeah, so we're picking Panthers for that. Let's do that. Okay, then on Friday, 6 p.m., we have at home the Sea Eagles.
Big slot, 6 o'clock Friday.
I might go to that.
Yeah, you were telling me you're going to go to that.
No, well, if DCE gets 3 weeks.
And the other Olakau'atu.
Like, if DCE gets fucked, but he's a golden boy. He won't, will he?
He's got to
miss
a game.
At least 1 week.
He's going to miss a game.
Yeah.
He lifted.
Brooks, I can see Brooks just stepping up.
You got Albert Hopper
of his life.
You could see Brooks stepping up.
I'm living for the Canberra fullback. Now it's Albert Hopper-Wardy.
Oh, wow.
Can't you just put Savage at fullback?
Nah,
let him loose, man. Chris was good at fullback.
Yeah.
Everyone in your team has played fullback.
That's interesting. He's gone Hopper-Wardy and he's dropped Chevy.
Mm. Well, man.
You had to drop Chevy.
No.
You have got the all tip rat back row now. Hudson Young, Elliot Whitehead, and Morgan Smithies.
Back.
That is some fucking dystopian 17th century shit.
No one talks about our injuries. Any other team gets an injury, oh, he's out. But we've got injuries galore.
What's the big ginger's name?
Horsbrough.
Where's he now?
Injured.
Is he?
Yeah.
What are you?
Rappin is injured.
Who are we picking?
Whitehead was injured.
Why is Aaron Woods so articulate? That's a stand to reason.
Yeah.
He's,
he actually can speak and form sentences. And
he's got an ATAR of 97.
Make words sound good.
He was going to be medicine or prop for rugby. He was going to pick.
Yep.
Now, what do you think
so
about...
So we're picking...
We're picking Manly.
We're all Manly.
But what about...
I'm going Raiders.
You're
going
Raiders.
What about a bench for Manly? An interchange, half your interchange, is Nathan Brown and Matt Lodge.
Yeah. They should be walking down the fucking
blue mountains.
See
what we're doing here? I got to check in. I got to find out if that guy came back. Like, I've been thinking
about
it. What's
the trail called?
The Grand Canyon Loop. I got to see if that guy came back, mate.
We've got to make that a metaphor for tip rats. The Grand Canyon Loop.
Holy shit. Yeah.
All right.
No Olakau'atu.
Our team's so young, man.
Look at Tomoko. Look at him. He's
happy. I was telling Morden's, like, Papali is our highest try scorer in the team.
Tom Burgess for us.
Friday night. Guess who? Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Against the Brisbane Roosters. It's a good game. Good game.
Great game.
Good
great
game.
Shot. It's just every week. It just seems like they're playing each other every week.
It's a great game.
Is it?
I think so.
No.
Could be.
Well, either game. If Roosters win, it'll be horrible, but if Broncos destroy him, it'll be good.
Broncos can get fucked. They're a glamour club as well. They fucking get everything given to them. They play the same night. They play in Brisbane again.
They're one.
Get fucked.
They're one city team.
All solid
mate.
Points, right? All solid points.
They're one city team. Who else is a one city? Raiders.
Is that a city?
Newcastle.
We're playing 6 o'clock, mate. There you go.
You've shoved us out of the 6 o'clock Friday spot. How dare
I'm
you?
I'm taking Broncos on that.
I think the Brisbane. Come on, Brisbane.
Brisbane. I have got a gut cramp that is going to end really bad for all of us.
Evacuate. All right, Bulldogs, Tigers, Saturday, 3 o'clock. I'm sweating on...
I can't even sit straight.
Fucking yeah. I will leave.
No, I'm locking the door. If I shit myself, I'm locking the door and everyone's staying here until it gets cleaned up.
Code Brown. We have a Code Brown.
Ooh, mama, let's fly
I'm
through
sweating
these.
On this fucking game.
Bulldogs,
we have to win these games.
Yeah, you'll win this. You'll win this.
This is a huge game.
We have to win this game.
This is business end of the season.
This is the business end of the season for us.
Business end of the season
We're right in the middle of business here.
You're doing 12-hour shifts at least, mate.
Fucking business. I feel a bit bad for Blake Taff. He got injured. Who's playing good, and now he can't even break our side.
Yeah.
But Connor also means Tracy. I like Connor Tracy. Man.
I like it too, but I think Taff's better.
All round footballer, but Connor Tracy.
Yeah.
Well, all we need to do is put Taff at halfback and get rid of Drew Hutchison. You fuck.
Yeah, he's too slow.
Yeah.
Come on, Dogs. That's all I'm saying.
I'm picking Dogs here. Yeah, over Tigers. Sorry, Steve. Then we got 5:30.
This
Titans Storm.
Dog shit.
This is where you go out to dinner. This is where you make love.
Well, I was thinking.
This is your break in the day. This is your alone time.
Yeah.
This is where you find yourself.
Meditate.
Yeah. Meditate. Make love.
Because sometimes when I'm on leaving the Saturday game, I think, I'm missing the start of the next game. Mm. So about the Dogs game, right? But if I'm only missing Titans Storm, I'm missing less than nothing.
Yeah.
Less. Hasler v. Bellamy. That's all this has got.
Yeah.
Why don't they just fucking turn all the cameras around and just have the noise of the game and shoot the two coaches. I would watch that. Coach Cam Fox.
Yeah. I'm picking Titans on this one.
Why can't Fox go back? Upset Titans on that one. Put everything you've got on it.
Put it on fucking $5.10. Now, do you remember when Jared Hayne came back from the NFL and they did Hayne Cam?
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So you could go to a second channel. Why can't they do Coach Cam for this?
Why can't they do it now for Hayne?
Splits. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
That would be okay.
That'd be awesome. And Blake Ferguson.
You guys going to have to carry for a minute?
Nah, yes, finish it up. We're finishing. Cowboys, Dolphins. Oh. Cowboys, Knights, Warriors. Warriors, Sharks, Dragons, Sharks.
Yep.
I've doubled over.
Right. Warriors are going. Warriors are slipping.
They are. You laughed at the start. You said they wouldn't even. They'd be lucky to make the eight.
I said.
You fucking laugh. Parra got the bye and they might still fucking lose.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Brad Arthur, you're next.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for listening Balls Out, No Flops.
Raiders, give us a thumbs up. Give us something.
Yeah,
dude. Give us nothing.
You fucking freeloading.
Give us
cunts.
Nothing.
I think the shirts are up on the website. Woo-hoo! Again. We're sold out before, but they're back on.
I might buy one myself.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Two. Run.